Once again, we're back talking business right here on the radio. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. The show is Biz Talk, and this is Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. And I'm here with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Tony.
Beautiful morning this morning.
It is gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. I notice when we hear that bumper music coming in here, everybody becomes a drummer around this table.
They do. I know who the lead drummer is, too.
Yeah, it's good to watch these guys banging on cymbals. And anyway, we got a good show this morning. We're going to talk banking once again, something that is very fundamental to the small business community. And we're going to talk about the money.
We have an award-winning guest on this morning.
We do. We have Jeff Scheffler is with us from Associated Bank, and we'll be talking business here very shortly. Quickly, want to talk who brings you the show and some of the topics that we talk about here on the radio. In this show, if you listen, you know we talk about survival tips. That's very important, especially in this economy and so forth.
How to get it done.
Empowerment strategies. We want people to be empowered. We want them to go out there and make a lot of money, and we try to give them the how-to tips and the startup advice. A lot of startups and people who aren't pre-startup, you know, haven't done it yet. Marketing tips, people that are looking for little tidbits of information on how to market their products or services. Accounting, tax, sales techniques, and what about cash flow manager?
That's
you are
important.
The expert.
That's important.
And with our guests, so we bring on business authors, we bring on experts, attorneys, bankers, CPAs, CEOs, consultants, and on and on, and hardworking entrepreneurs.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. So,
Jim, the program is brought to our audience each week is produced by the local SCORE chapter here in Appleton, and our SCORE chapter includes about 60 counselors who are experienced business people, some retired, some still working, who volunteer their time and meet with business owners or those who would like to start a business to help them get started and give tips. Specialties include the areas you mentioned, IT, marketing, production, manufacturing, banking, legal, HR. And if anyone is looking at a problem or growing a business, or they have a problem, they want to get past a hurdle in the growth of their company, then contact SCORE. You can reach us at scorefoxcities.com. It's our website, scorefoxcities.com. And on the website, you can find an application to fill out to apply for a counseling session. Mm-hmm. So we serve about 8 counties between Appleton and Fond du Lac. We're pretty busy, and encourage you to contact a SCORE chapter counselor for at least the SCORE chapter to be assigned to a counselor for some counseling sessions, and they are free.
Yeah, I think I get a blast of sessions. So people are not losing confidence. People are not losing faith. They're coming to SCORE and seeking advice and direction.
And we're one of the many resources available to the entrepreneurs here in Northeastern Wisconsin. I'd also like to mention that we have several sponsors that we really appreciate for helping to pay the bills and so on to bring the program to you through WHBY Radio. And those sponsors include Associated Bank, and of course our guest this morning is Jeff Scheffler. Also Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff over at Epiphany Law focus only on business law. Alberts & Haling CPA firm, Kurt Haling in Appleton and his partner Mr. Alberts in Green Bay. They specialize in small business and individual tax returns, but they also offer investment services. And we also have as a sponsor the Venture Center. Amy Peach is the executive director, and they're a sponsor this year. And they have their eSeed program, of course. And we'd like to give a special recognition and thank you to the business news publication that comes out every 2 weeks because they mention us in their periodical. We mention them on the air. And I'd encourage the listening audience, if you're not subscribed to the business news, it's only $18 a year.
Right.
And every 2 weeks you have very, very valuable information.
Yeah. Good stuff. So why don't we take a quick break here, Tony, and get on with our show. We've got a good guest. We want to talk banking today. And if you want to give us a call, I'll give the numbers out right after our break. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Alberts & Haling help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Alberts & Haling CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we are back. We are talking biz right here on the radio. You're on Biz Talk. I'm your host this morning with Tony Bush, and we are talking business. We got a couple of announcements here.
Jim. This morning we have a couple of announcements. There are two events coming up this week, both on the 22nd of June. The first one is going to be held in Green Bay on June 22nd from 9 in the morning until 11. It's called Starting a Technology Business in Northeast Wisconsin. That's the topic of a panel discussion that's being held at the Business and Information Technology Center at the Northeast Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay. It's going to be hosted by the New North Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. The panel discussion will provide an in-depth look at the opportunities and challenges for launching a technology business based in Northeast Wisconsin. Mm. Once again, it's called Starting a Technology Business in Northeast Wisconsin. It'll be held on June 22nd from 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock in room Bravo 1326 of the Business and Information Technology Center in Northeast Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay.
Hmm.
The second one is also going to be a very helpful one, I think. Very interesting and kind of fits into our conversation this morning. Entrepreneurs Anonymous is hosting a presentation on Tuesday, June 22nd at 5 o'clock at the Wave Bar and Ballroom. The topic is going to be the state of lending in the Fox Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And the speaker is Peter Prickett, the president of the First National Bank of the Fox Valley. And there'll be some discussion afterwards. Its cost is $10. If you'd like to register for this, contact Epiphany Law at 920-996-0000. And once again, that's June 22nd, coming up this week, Tuesday, 5 o'clock at the Wave Bar and Ballroom. Peter Prickett is the presenter for the topic, State of Lending in the Fox Valley.
Well, I hope Peter's listening this morning, because we're going to be talking about the state of lending here in the Fox City this morning, ironically, on our show.
And maybe our discussion this morning will ignite some interest in attending this session.
That's true. That's true. And if you want to call us, we welcome your phone calls this morning at our number here in Appleton. If you want to call in locally, just call in and we'll get you on the air. 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside of Appleton, maybe you're in Green Bay, maybe you're in Fond du Lac, maybe you're in Chilton, wherever, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. That's 866-887-1150. And if you want to go onto our website, BizTalk with Score, the numbers are out there, and you can email a question in if you don't want to call in. But if you call us, I'm going to give away a book. It's called Speaking of Success. I've been giving them away for weeks. And there's four authors to this book. It's Ken Blanchard, Jack Canfield, who is one of the authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul, a great book, Patricia Clayson, and Dr. Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Right.
So this book is yours absolutely free. I will mail it off to you.
Call us with a question.
If you will call us this morning. And with us on the air is, we mentioned sponsors, Associated Bank. Jeff Scheffler has been with us before, and he was gracious enough to come back in this morning.
Mm-hmm. And, always a pleasure to have Jeff on.
And smarten us all up, because there's a lot of good things happening.
Good insights into lending.
The world of Small Business Administration lending, too, for SBA. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Jeff.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here this morning.
I'm particularly interested in to hear what Peter has to say on Tuesday evening. I know Peter from Associated Bank, and when he was with us, and I think he's going to bring a very unique perspective to commercial lending here in the Fox Cities. Mm-hmm. 25 years of or plus of experience, and I think I'm going to attend that before I go out to the Venture Center and do a presentation of the E-Seed, since I'll be on that side of town.
Yeah.
So, really looking forward to it.
Well, there's some new wrinkles. I think things are a little unsettled yet in the in Washington D.C. when it comes to Small Business Administration lending.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. This week we did see some movement on packages of small business tax relief that was voted on by the House of Representatives and approved on the 15th of this week, mm-hmm. which I believe was Tuesday. That's a $30 billion package of stimulus, if you will, and it really ties into the fund that they've created to help small businesses through community banks.
Sure.
So those community banks are those banks that have $10 billion or less in assets, which Associated Bank is not that. But if you think about the other banks on the corners and cities around northeast Wisconsin, there's $30 billion of funds that's going to become available to them to help support their investment in local small businesses. So I think it's a positive move. Certainly, there's no silver bullet on the horizon. It's all, it's kind of like a stew.
Mm-hmm.
We keep adding things, we add ingredients and see what the outcomes will be. So far, we've retained thousands and hundreds of thousands of jobs and created tens of thousands of more jobs across the nation from the SBA stimulus that's been in place. This, depending upon your political persuasion, you may be for or against this. I think, from my opinion, from my chair, we're not out of the woods yet, and I think we do need a little more support.
Right. So this is stimulus money hitting the banks? Is that what this really is, part of the stimulus package?
Yeah, you will hear people refer to this as TARP 2. It really shouldn't be dredged up that way.
Right.
It's another program designed to help support community banks, the small banks' investment in small business.
Mm-hmm.
Because capital and liquidity are still issues that are banks that are dealing with. Collateral values, commercial real estate still continues to falter. We haven't seen that come back. And so the government is seeing a need out there for small businesses for working capital and for long-term capital for equipment purchases and reinvestment.
Jeff, I think there's a question I'd like to ask here. It's great that the government is providing this stimulus for this community banks under $10 billion, because there are quite a few of them in the country.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Can you talk a little bit about, does it mean that the bank is going to be able to stretch a little bit on their lending standards? Does it mean they're going to bend the rules a little bit on their lending standards? Or do the business owners still have to do their due diligence and come in with some good business plans.
Yeah, and I think that might be kind of a urban legend or a myth conception, if you will, that when the government steps in and helps to support private industry or private business, that it's, you know, I'll use the word in quotes, a handout. And it is not. The small business, Tony, still needs to have a great business plan, verifiable cash flow, performance that can be documented well, great management and leadership, and a great product, obviously. So it's not a handout. There's still a qualification process. What the government hopes is that the funds help stimulate, let the bank go after more good businesses. There's always going to be gray areas. Mm-hmm. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. There's gray areas on both sides of a credit decision when a bank's looking at a credit.
They call it risk. Absolutely.
And the bank is going to underwrite the risk based on their own internal loan policy. And if they find that it's in the area that they're comfortable with, then they know they have more capital that they can stretch and move that way.
Sure. Yeah.
So this money is intended to augment or supplement what the banks might have already available to lend out. But it does depend on the quality business borrowers coming in to borrow the money. I can't go into Associated Bank and, hey, Jeff, I've got a great idea, and I know this is going to work. I've just checked it out. It's going to work. I need much more than that.
Absolutely, and that'll be part of the business plan. There's many fine companies around the Valley, private businesses that would help with writing business plans along with the SCORE chapters and the SBDC down in Oshkosh or up in Green
Venture
Bay.
Venture Center.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. So there's resources available for people to help them write the business plan and really serve as a litmus test. Mm-hmm. You might be convinced in your mind that it's a great idea, but let's ask some other professionals around Northeast Wisconsin what they think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might have seen it before. It might have been tried before.
Yeah.
If you do this differently, it could work.
Yeah.
And that's valuable information for any business owner.
Yeah. One piece of bad news we received out of Washington, D.C. this week, specifically regarding SBA,
bad news out of Washington?
Yeah, there's a little more. I consider it bad news because I manage government-guaranteed lending operations for Associated Bank Corp. across our three-state footprint. There's a House of Representative Bill 4213, which is a $620 million appropriation that would extend SBA Recovery Act provisions. Part of that provision included fee waivers and higher guarantees for the banks.
Too.
And that had been in place since February 17th of 2009. We've had a couple of interruptions in that benefit since then. November of 2009 was an interruption. March of 2010 was an interruption. And most recently, May 31st, that benefit of fee waiver expired, went away. The funds were moved up, or used up, excuse me, as of May 31st. So since then, we have seen a little bit of a decline in the number of borrowers looking to move forward and take that loan today because they are waiting to see if Congress comes back with more appropriation to help defer those fees. And it has saved our borrowers within Associated Bank over $1 million this year on those fee waivers.
Yeah.
It's been a real
big impact. That was a great ride.
And nationally, the volume of SBA loans just spiked during that period.
Yeah, it's up 100% year over year when you compare, 2009 to 2008.
Right.
So we do hope that even though this bill was rejected or voted down by the Senate on late Thursday afternoon, we do believe that it will go back for reconsideration. It'll probably be pared down. As we were talking earlier, the federal deficit is now in the, double-digit trillion dollars.
Yeah.
So I think in an election year, a midterm election year, there's some now sense that maybe we need to rein in the governmental influence.
Now, even though the government has terminated the funding of those fees for the business owners as of May 31st, if the business owner goes to borrow money and uses an SBA-guaranteed loan and the fee is charged, it isn't a cash out of the pocket thing, is it, Jeff?
No, it's not. And that's a great point. Those fees can be as little as 2% of the guaranteed portion. So on a SBA Express loan, $100,000 line of credit for a small business, which would be a great boost, it's a $1,000 fee. And you're exactly right. The borrower would have to pay that mm-hmm. now because of we're after May 31st. You either pay it or you finance it.
Put it right into loan
proceeds. Put it right into loan proceeds and pay it over time.
Gotcha. Now, you're still paying it, but it softens the crunch on your cash flow significantly. Because some of those fees could be $30,000, $40,000.
Absolutely.
Those bigger deals.
A $2 million SBA loan by way of comparison would be over a $50,000
right.
fee.
Now, here's the thing, you know, I think we keep hearing about big businesses getting bailed out, and, you know, the focus is on that. And I think it's time because we know that the small business community is the backbone of this country, mm-hmm. really. Employs
it
a
is.
Lot more people than the huge businesses. But the focus is always on the big guns.
Too big to fail.
And, let me hold this question because we're coming up on a break, and this one... I want to put out
sure.
there for Jeff. Okay, you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We're coming right back, and we got some great stuff, so hang with us till the other side of this break.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back talking biz right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Yes, sir.
And we have been talking with Jeff Scheffler this morning from Associated Bank. Some good stuff. We've got a caller on the line. Betsy, are you with us this morning?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good. Bo, you sound robust. You are you're
ready
up and at 'em, girl.
It's a beautiful, sunshiny Saturday morning.
It is indeed. Thank you for calling in. How can we help you this morning?
Sure. My question is regarding business loans and if there's any special consideration right now being given to operating expenses versus, I'm thinking specifically of all the home builders out there right now who really don't need money to build another spec home that's not going to sell anyway in this market.
Right.
But what they really need is money to stay solvent.
Right.
Is there going to be any special consideration given to that type of loan fund as opposed to startup funds or, you know, expansion funds?
That's a great question. I'm passing that over to Jeff. He's the expert here.
thanks for that. Set me up. Betsy, good morning. Jeff Scheffler, Associated Bank. Good morning. The $30 billion benefit for community banks that I spoke about before would be for all loan purposes or use of proceeds for small businesses, including what we would refer to in the industry as working capital, that type of funding to take care of and pay for ongoing operating expenses, rent, payroll, utilities, those sorts of things. So there's no special consideration, but as part of these overarching programs or benefits that are coming, that certainly would be a viable use of proceeds and banks would consider that, probably providing that on a line of credit, a revolving line of credit, much like a credit card, where you are billed only monthly for the interest that is accrued during that billing cycle, and you can revolve it and pay it down and draw it back up, just like a really big credit card.
That's good news.
Does that help answer the question?
Yes, it does. Thanks. Okay. And enjoy the beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Betsy. You
Thank
too.
You, Betsy. And we'll get you a book out in the mail.
So. Jeff, I'd like to extend on that a little bit. That was a great question because it does affect folks outside the home construction business as well. And there is there a reasonable alternative to a revolving line of credit? That's a great option. Perhaps we would be willing to lend, say it's a $30,000 to fund those costs for the year and put it on a 3 or 5 year term loan payback so that the monthly cash flow or the annual cash flow hit on the company isn't $30,000 due at the end of the year. It could be $5,000 a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's two different ways to skin that cat. You know, if somebody has incurred a lot of operating costs or has a built-up accounts payable right now, you're right. There's a long-term alternative, which would be a term loan, an installment loan. Just like a car or a house loan, you borrow the money and make principal and interest payments on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. Certainly less impact on a month-to-month basis from the cash flow. And the SBA loan programs, the maximum amortization to provide that type of funding, Tony, would be a maximum of 10 years, which is about double or maybe a little more than double of what you could get if you were doing it non-SBA.
Now, what about the gentleman or the lady out there who owns a business and says, you know, Jeff, doggone it, I don't want to take a 10-year loan. I want to pay this puppy off in 3 years. Yeah. I'm not going to take that 10-year loan. What would you tell them?
I would tell them to take the 10-year loan with SBA because there's no prepayment penalty.
And they can?
They can prepay as they want to.
They could set it up on a self-disciplined 3-year deal.
Absolutely.
So pay it off in 3 years, but take it for 10.
Plan to pay it off in 3, because you know what happens in the interim? Life. Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
Yes. Life happens in the interim.
You intend to pay it off in 3, and you're right. Yeah, circumstances creep up. Yeah.
And then you can always go back to that lower monthly payment based on the full 10-year amortization and still be in good standing with your financial institution.
And life happens. Life includes opportunities to grow the company. So if you have a 10-year AM with a smaller monthly payment instead of a 3-year AM with a larger monthly payment, the difference between the payments can go to fund the growth of your company.
Yeah,
you don't have to borrow that. You've already borrowed it, in a sense. It's already structured on your balance sheet.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you may have borrowed it at a time, like right now, where the prime lending rate is 3.25%. Mm-hmm. It's been 3.25%, 3.25% since December of 2008, folks.
It hasn't
changed in nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
And so the cost of borrowing has never been lower, and you're right. You can lock that in now. Instead of 3 years when we don't know what rates will be.
Sure, sure. Or you can lock rates.
We can lock that rate for the full 10 years, depending upon the institution. Absolutely. Yeah. That's allowed by SBA.
Are you locking the entire loan or just the guaranteed portion?
You can do whatever you'd like.
Whatever
either
the
way.
Lending institution wants to do.
Absolutely. Okay.
That question I started out with before we took a break, and I you answered it for me on the break, but our listeners didn't. We were talking... question of my view on this and the feedback I keep hearing from the banking community is that, Washington talks about making loans, getting money out there to the business, but the bank examiners are in here beating us up constantly. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know. It's a catch-22. You might want to address that a little bit, Jeff, as you say there's been some relief coming our way
with the scrutiny
of loans.
Absolutely. OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of Currency, which oversees or regulates national banks, and then the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which oversees your state-regulated or state-associated state association banks, state-chartered is what I'm trying to say. Those two entities, those two governmental bank regulator entities came out with a joint statement. It was either in late March or early to mid-April, saying they realized that perhaps the pendulum of bank examinations had swung too far
sure.
to the conservative mm-hmm. or to the negative. They were putting undue pressure on bank earnings and banks' ability really to feel good about investing in small business and big business, if you will, in their communities. And this joint statement basically implored banks to lend.
Yeah, that's... Good news because, it was kind of stifling, and I think bankers got caught in the middle of it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. We didn't know what they were looking for. Right. For so many years, we knew exactly what the regulators wanted to see when they came in, and the crash of, 2008, October 2008 happened,
mm-hmm.
and it was a game changer, and again, the pendulum swung. It swung from probably too aggressive
sure.
to far too conservative,
right.
and banks got caught in the middle. And you know who else got caught in the middle was our small business owners.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the information the bank used to ask for to do the loan renewal of their line of credit or to extend new credit suddenly had changed. Well, Jeff, you've never asked for 3 years of financial statements before. You've always just kind of, we've done it on mm-hmm. a handshake. I maybe brought you a couple of year or a couple of month update and we were good to go. And that was a direct result of the regulators coming in and putting the clamps mm-hmm. on banks.
Yeah.
Now, in Wisconsin, we have a pretty good banking environment here. The banks are really pretty basic and they're fundamental. And we don't see, in my banking career, we never saw the swings in Wisconsin that we would see on the other parts of the country, the more the East Coast, West
right.
Coast, that sort
right.
of thing. But I'd like to make a suggestion to the business owners who are listening. If you're looking at doing your banking at a bank, or you are banking at a bank and you need more money, it doesn't hurt to shop around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like if you go to buy a car, you don't always just go to one Chevy dealer or one Ford dealer. Shop it around. If you take your business plan, it's well written and it's a good quality asset business, because the bank considers it an asset. If it's a good quality asset, you're going to get some competition for your business. It's like the lenderstree.com. When bankers compete, you win.
Right.
So the business owner can actually create that fervor of competition by preparing a good business plan, being passionate about it, having it make sense, and take it to several banks.
Right, right.
That's one of the tenets or bullet points that I talk about when I'm at the Venture Center with the new the E-Seed classes. I'm usually out there each quarter. And this E-Seed class, these are individuals looking to launch businesses, start businesses, or take their existing business to a new level. And they bring in guest speakers, and I'm fortunate enough to get to do that from time to time. One of the things we talk about, Tony, or one of the things I try to mention is exactly that. Ask yourself, is your business partner or your service provider
right.
adding value?
Right.
And if your current provider, whether that be an attorney, a bank, insurance firm, or your vendor for your product, if they're not adding value to you, and that's very subjective. Adding value means something different to every business owner that's listening this morning.
Right.
And if that provider's not adding business, fire them and go shop somewhere else.
Find another one.
Yeah.
And when you're considering or weighing that value, determine a methodology in your business as to how you can measure that value. Don't just always go by the emotional response. That's an important part of it, and we can't ignore it. But try to bring it down to some measurable, quantifiable basis so you can compare how different vendors are adding the value. It's a great suggestion, Jeff.
Yeah.
Watch the value.
And in doing that, you'll get multiple opportunities to make a great first impression with
yep.
a new provider. So always be yep. at your best when you go searching for that new provider.
Okay, if anybody wants to give us a call, we still got some time here, 281-1150 in Appleton, if you want to call us. And if you're outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150 on TDS Metrocom. Okay, we'll be back right after a message or two. You're on the BizTalk radio show. We'll be right back.
Payroll
taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Okay, we are back talking business with just a couple of minutes left on the air. We're kind of coming down the stretch this morning. We've been talking with Jeff Scheffler from the Associated Bank. We've been talking about small business administration lending and business lending. And got some good facts on the table this morning, and we're kind of on a roll with it. So.
We did, and business lending is so very important to the business owner and to
absolutely.
The bank. And to the bank.
Yeah.
When the business owner thinks about it, that's how the bank makes their money.
Sure.
Because they lend money to the business owner. The owner pays it back with interest. That's how the bank makes money.
Right.
So they're interested in helping and being a partner with the business owner.
Well, their product is putting money out there, right?
And that's what they do every day.
And getting it paid back plus a little extra to, you know, fuel the fire.
After all, when people borrow money from a bank or a credit union, they're signing a note that says, I promise to pay.
Right.
And pay.
Right.
So you want to be sure that if you're going to borrow the money, you're doing it smartly.
Mm-hmm.
And that you do have a way to pay it back. And that's what banks will do, is help you think about how are you paying it back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, one of the things I used to always, I still preach it, is the business owner might be in the landscape business or the auto repair business or trade of some sort. Go see Jeff at the bank. Jeff, I'd like to borrow some money for my business. Well, remember that Jeff, being a loan officer, has probably seen a number of other businesses in that same industry.
Right, right.
And already knows some of the risks and the underlying factors that might impact this person's business. So, Jeff, you might want to comment on that the banker is actually a good resource.
Absolutely. They've seen a lot, and depending upon their years of experience, they've seen more or less than some of the others, like somebody sitting to my right, I can mention, has seen a lot over the years. And that's a very positive thing, because that person can help mentor the aspiring business owner of things to watch out for. Because they've seen those pitfalls before. And really, the value of a financial institution professional, a financial services professional, is to help you to avoid those pitfalls and missteps.
Why don't we get a phone number out there, Jeff, in case people might want to be giving you a call this week.
Sure, absolutely. You can reach me directly at my Kimberly office at 727-5480. Again, that number is 727-5480.
Just a quick thing from banking. And one of the biggest complaints I might bring up, especially from clients at Score, is that the drag time it takes to get a decision sometimes from a bank. It it just seems to go on and on and on. Now, people may come to you so geared up, they want to push it a lot sooner than it can be done. So I think there's two sides of that story. But I do hear a lot of that. And is that the norm, or is there something going on when it drags that long that they just can't make a decision?
No, and it might be, quite honestly, it might be the institution's inability to make the decision.
Yeah.
They don't want to say no.
Right.
There is fear in saying no. No one wants to hear it. We don't want to say it, and the small business owner certainly doesn't want to hear it. But there's generally some value you can take away from the no. And no, in my opinion, doesn't mean no forever. It just means no, not right now, not under these conditions. And I do think the business owner needs to remember that every institution has their own timeline for credit approval.
And if you do hear a no, ask the lender, what do I have to change to get a yes? What is the difference between a no and a yes? Because that will help educate the business owner to take it to the next level.
That's the way most people should be looking at the process.
Right.
But they don't always see it that way. They sometimes get upset and they get angry.
Right, because there's pain points involved. Yeah. They're at the bank maybe because they're in a pain point. They're in a pinch cash flow situation, need for capital, and they don't have time to wait around for a slow no or a maybe, and we as financial professionals owe it to them to kind of cut to the chase, get a decision, get something that can be agreeable to both sides and be upfront.
Startup is so highly risky that everybody wants to stand back from it a little bit. Yeah. So
Jim, I'd just like to quickly mention that for our listeners in the Fond du Lac area, if you're interested in contacting SCORE, go to the website scorefoxcities.com, and you can look at our chapter, and you can even apply for a counseling session online. So again, for any of our listeners in the Appleton, Oshkosh, especially the Fond du Lac area, be sure to go to the website scorefoxcities.com and look at the website to schedule a counseling session.
And we do have counselors in Fond du Lac that are residents.
Six or eight of them down there, just ready to go and help out.
That is great.
Jeff, we usually ask our guests to offer a biz tip or a little pearl of wisdom at the end of the program. Would you like to share one or two with us?
Sure. The one that came to mind as I was listening to the conversation today is maybe review your business plan. Set a goal to review your business plan by June 30th, maybe by September 30th, sometime before the year end, and see if you're on track. And if you're not on track, go to your management team, maybe that is your spouse, and try to figure out how to get back on track. And then if that leads to a conversation with a bank or a credit union about a credit need, you'll be better prepared for that. And the second one I would have is just challenge yourself as a business owner to get out of the business, to get involved in the community. There's a couple of good events coming up this next week. I think they're both on the 22nd, as Tony said. Challenge yourself to get involved in the business community here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Do some networking.
Absolutely. And not networking for the sake of networking being seen. Networking for the outcome is that you learn something, that you gain value, that you can employ in your business the next day or the next week.
And if you haven't got a business plan to review, then come on over to SCORE.
And we will help you, and we'll work with you and the Venture Center to get you. You need to be involved in your business plan.
If you have one. And
you just have to be involved in it to understand it. Jim, I'd just like to mention quickly that our guest next week is going to be Jeff Lindsay and Cheryl Perkins, authors of Conquering Innovation Fatigue. Innovation technology, Cheryl was with Kimberly Clark for a number of years. It's going to be a good program.
Yeah, it'll be a good show, and I'm unfortunately going to be out of town, so you're going to have to cover this one, Tony.
We'll miss you. we'll innovate in your absence.
Well, somehow I got to get on the computer and listen.
There you go. Stream it.
Okay, that's our show for this morning. We'll see you next week on BizTalk.